Welcome back, guys, to episode number 59 of the Sweet Science Podcast with your boy Fat Mouse. Who else we got in here?
I'm Cash with a K, and not a C.
Boom, bam, bam. Lovely stuff. Yeah, guys, before we go any further, you know the drill by now. Like, comment, subscribe, share, repost, all of them things there. Retweet, whatever you need to do, just go ahead and do it. Thank you very much. It's always appreciated. But yeah, let's discuss a few things that have gone down this weekend. Quite an interesting few events in the boxing world.
Yeah, we did. We had the women's division, the women's boxing world takeover this weekend.
Women's boxing is becoming incredible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I was very much that old school. They box high school kids, but that's how they used to box. Do you get me? Let me fix this cable. They used to me, it would look like it was very forced and very struggled.
Yeah.
It is evolving.
To be fair, though,
yeah,
I don't think we had enough exposure to it before. That's why.
That's true.
We probably got the odd occasional, we didn't get any female fights before
anyway.
That's
the whole point, yeah.
But then when we did, it was...
No, but when I would see them fighting, I'm like, rah, this is dead.
But we never got, we didn't see boxing? That, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get to see Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano and all these elite.
It's true.
When we first started watching women boxing,
they
were just introducing it, and we had a few people. But I mean, we saw Katie Taylor for a long time. But I know what you mean. It wasn't.
I never respected it.
Okay.
I never respected it. But at the same time, it just didn't look great. It looked like it was a struggle. They don't look comfortable in the ring. But now it's completely changed, and I have to say, I rate it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can watch it just as, I can enjoy it just as much as I enjoy actual boxing, men's boxing. Do you know what I mean?
I think now, especially seeing some of the more recent fights, for example, like I'll give you the example of Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor.
Oh, yeah? Man.
They remind me of old school fights.
Yeah. Why? Volume.
Yeah.
It's mad that they're not afraid to trade. And I don't know if it's because maybe they don't hit as hard as men, but they're hitting hard. Yeah. Like, look at the previous fights, they're just this weekend.
Faces are swollen.
Bleeding.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. It's literally old school. It's all out for the entire fight.
And do you know what's crazy? 2 minutes is not enough.
Yeah.
No, 2 minutes is not enough anymore.
I think 3 minutes is perfect.
They need to bring it to 3 minutes because already the compromise in 10 rounds, 8 rounds, whatever, but 2 minutes is dead.
But that also does help them with the volume.
That's a fair point.
I think it's been mentioned before. I think Katie Taylor said it, or someone said it in a previous fight where they asked them about, would you want to go 3 minutes instead? And it was kind of like sidestepping the question, but in a smart way, without sounding like, no, I'm not on it. But it's more exciting. We go all out for 2 minutes.
It's true.
And I think that's what kind of, you know, keeps the volume high, because the volume is ridiculous. The amount of punches they throw per round is insane. And it's not just pity-patty throwing 50 jabs around.
No.
They are literally going hell for leather for the entire fight.
It's crazy.
But yeah, go on.
So I guess we'll start with that fight, because you mentioned her name already now. Amanda Serrano.
Mm-hmm.
Challenged Erica Cruz for her 3 belts.
It was undisputed.
All the belts
were on the line, yeah.
And she wasn't given much of a chance, even though she was the champion, Erica Cruz. And you understand why. Amanda Serrano, although it was a bit of a dangerous, of course it's a dangerous fight, she's the champion at the end of the day. And she's not like a paper champion or a plastic champion. She did all right. You get me? First round, I was like, whoa, this is a write-off. There's just no point in this fight happening, because it was very, very cagey from Erica Cruz. A little bit reluctant to engage, very gun-shy, and actually a little bit threatened, yeah? But I think maybe when she tasted Amanda Serrano's power, she thought, you know what? This is a lot, but I can take it. Do you get me?
Yeah. I was going to say, she seemed a little like it could have been out of her depth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, she's swimming in the deep end now, and it's like,
the feel out round? It wasn't a feel out round. Yeah. This was more like I'm
stage fright.
I'm like, yes, thank stage, you. Yeah. It's like, right, am I really here?
Yeah.
But then
she got comfortable.
After that, the second round, onwards.
I've noticed that as well. With really, yeah. When they fight Amanda Serrano, unless they're getting taken out quickly and she catches you clean, if you can handle her power, and I'm not saying she hits lightly, don't get twisted, she doesn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can weather the storm early on, because it's a lot of volume, sharp sharp hit shots, if you can handle that, usually the fighters tend to go the distance with her.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they get confident, they grow in confidence. Same thing with Katie Taylor in their first fight is Serrano started off quick.
Yeah.
She was ahead. In my eyes, she was ahead on the scorecards. I was like, Katie Taylor looks like she's going to get dominated.
Yes.
And then it came into the middle round. Serrano slowed down, but Katie Taylor took the best shots that she had,
mm-hmm.
started to feel more comfortable, grew into it, grew in confidence, like you mentioned, yes, Erica
yeah,
did.
Yeah. Let's just, okay, so the result was, unanimous decision? Yes, for Amanda Serrano. I'm dead with names. And she took all the belts. So she is now the champion of a different division now. And Erica Cruz did unbelievably well. But I'd say from rounds two till about eight or seven,
mm-hmm.
It was hanging and banging. She was just in the trenches. She didn't take a step back.
Yeah.
She did not take, they were trading, not both of them. Punch volume was insane for both of them.
Mm.
And they were, like you said, they weren't pity patty punches or pit pat punches. They were pretty heavy, you know, full on planted feet.
Listen, this may sound a bit controversial, but this is why I do prefer women's boxing, because they're not scared. There's no fear in it.
But is that what it is?
No,
is
but
that,
it's, think the, about it. If you really look at it and you look at men's fights, yeah, most, unless they, you know, Mexican style or they come out like Triple G.
Where's Erica Cruz from? Is she Mexican?
Mexican.
Yeah, well, there you go then.
It's, they're either trying to protect their O.
Yeah.
So they will try to play it safe.
Yeah.
Or it's a lack of engagement. They just don't want to engage when they can. Whereas these girls, these women who come out and go to war, they don't care.
Yeah, but then
they're just going to, no, I'm not saying like, I'm just saying I prefer to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why I think when I watch women's boxing now, I'm like, wow,
because
It's rock'em sock'em from round one, majority of the time, all the way to the end, whether it's 10 rounds, 8 rounds, 12 rounds, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Championship fight, they don't care. They do not mind. If they're getting flattened, flatten me. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Even when they're employing like a better IQ, because for me, this was not a chess match of a fight at all. It was just two, like, let's see who's got more heart.
Mm. Yeah,
and actually, exactly. Heart-wise, they were even.
Yeah,
But even when it's the, you know, the more cerebral fights, it's still really entertaining. It's crazy. But so this wasn't one of those. This wasn't a fight where there was a lot of thinking. It was not a chess match. Erica Cruz puts her head down and just throws up, looking down. She was very susceptible to uppercuts, but there weren't many landed. That could just be because
it was just 12 rounds
on
of
sort of 10.
It was just 10 sorry, 10 rounds. It was just 10 rounds of hooks.
Yeah, it's weird. It was. She was so close, and I just don't think Amanda Serrano is used to that proximity. Do you get it?
Mm.
Because she's used to people not really willing to engage as much. She didn't care. She got battered and bruised. She was bleeding by I don't know what round. It was a headbutt. It was an accidental headbutt. But third round.
It was in the third round.
And she started, this is the thing, this is where 2 minutes favoured Cruz, yeah? She started to lose wind round six, seven maybe, yeah? And three more rounds, she kind of just had to, the output was a lot less than it was in the previous rounds. Yeah. And I just think, had it been 3 minute rounds, she would have been taken out. She would have just been too tired, she would have been gassed out and gone. But it worked in her favor to an extent. It allowed her to give a better, what's the thing? She gave a better performance because of the 2 minute rounds, right? And she ended up losing, obviously. Like we said, she lost all her belts, but her stock, in my opinion, her stock rose, no doubt.
100%.
No doubt.
100%.
Very few people can have done this with,
Serrano.
Serrano.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Like, nobody, really, no one knew who she was.
Yeah.
She came from obscurity, literally obscurity. No one knew who she was. No one heard of her. And she went in with arguably one of the greatest female fighters of all time.
Crazy.
And stood her ground for the fight, for majority of it. Mm-hmm. Even won a couple of rounds. Did well. Lost the fight in the end, but she didn't know. She did, it was a win-win for her regardless.
Yeah.
It was a win-win. You've gone in one of the best.
Minus the belts, but yeah.
But yeah.
Amanda Serrano had a lot more on the line. She had a lot more to lose. If she lost that fight, it's not just face she's losing. It's not just the fight she's losing. It's not just the title shot she's losing. She would have lost the rematch opportunity with Katie Taylor. And fortunately for her, she didn't lose the fight. She did indeed win. And she got the rematch that we were waiting for, which will be in Ireland, which is it going to be in May?
May 20th
in Ireland. Unfortunately, not in Croke Park, where it's like 80,000, something like that. But it's going to be in the Free Arena, and capacity is dead, isn't it? Like 9,000 or something like that.
Is it something like that?
9,000, maybe even 8, something like that. But it doesn't matter. She wanted to fight in Ireland. She's going to get that opportunity now. I'm glad it's happening because the first one was bonkers. So one can only expect the second to be even better because they know each other more now. And yeah, man, I'm happy that she got the opportunity. Commiserations to Cruz. She did well. She did well. I don't think she's going to get the belts back from Serrano. If she wants to become champion again, she's going to have to find another route.
Yeah.
But to be honest, if they go into a rematch later on down the line and Serrano still has the belts, she knows what to expect. She knows what to expect. And to be honest, what she can, you know, she can hang in there. She showed she can. Maybe that headbutt threw her off. That cut threw her off.
Mm.
Maybe not. Maybe she gassed out. But there are changes she can make. Looking back at this performance, there are changes she can make and definitely have a better chance in the next one.
There's only ways for her to improve, really.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. Very true.
There's nothing. She can't do anything worse than what she did. She can only get better, you know, and take confidence from fighting one of the best. So, yeah.
Well done.
Congrats to her. Good performance. Congrats to Serrano. We move on to May 20th in Ireland, where she takes on Katie Taylor in the second fight. Can't wait for that. It's going to be an amazing fight. It's going to be... Ireland's going to be rocking.
Crazy.
Because MSG was... I mean, the Irish go everywhere. New York, they love it. But to have someone come back home, she's been crying for it. She's been... She's been wanting this fight at home. At home for... ages. Even Conor McGregor chimed in, didn't he?
Yeah.
And said,
"Oh man, yeah." But so to get it in Croke Park, it's just not going to work for them financially. So I think something about the security, just the security alone, costs like $500,000. And Eddie's like, "Well, we're not going to pay that. Doesn't make any sense." And McGregor said he tweeted, "$500K for security. I can cover that. I'm happy to sponsor that." Basically, so it could be, if that's what the sticking point is, it could indeed take place there, courtesy of Conor McGregor covering the light 500K, you know, as you do.
Red panty night.
Red panty night for everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that if he pulls that through, the guy is just he's an animal. You know, he's
smart
it.
Though. He's smart because he'll get proper 12 everywhere.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Proper 12. He'll get that everywhere. Yeah. So why not? She deserves it there anyway. Because I think probably that's her last fight.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think after the Serrano 2 fight, win, lose, or draw, I think it's done. She's at that age now. I think she's almost 36 or something. Double check.
You're better at that, mate? You got faster fingers?
I think she's almost 36. So I just think it's done now. Like, she's done everything she's needed to do.
Mm.
Serrano was the fight out there that everyone wanted to see. She's done it. And this is like the Yeah, she's 36. She's going on 37 in July. So, you know, I've seen her slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what else has she got to prove? She's got nothing to prove.
Some of her wins have been very, very close, actually. And some of them have been very controversial, to be fair.
Mm.
So, yeah, man.
But she's done it all.
She has done it all. And this would be a nice way to cap it off.
Exactly.
In Ireland. That's why Croke Park would be sick.
Yeah.
Croke Park would be amazing. But if it doesn't happen, at least the silver lining is that it is indeed in Ireland, and that would be wild.
Also, before we go into Conor McGregor and the news around him, the news. Shout out Alicia Baumgartner. She is now also undisputed champion. She won via unanimous decision. Great performance. So strong. So I think she's so underrated. I still think even now, even after beating Michaela Mayer and now becoming undisputed, I think now she, her stock will rise. She will begin to headline. She will take the mantelpiece. But I do think she's heavily underrated because everyone sees someone strong, big, powerful, and think that they can, you know, dominate her by outboxing or trying to be the smart fighter. But she's very, very good, and she hits hard. So I think when they feel that power, they get into their shell, and it's just, they don't know what to do. She's just fantastic.
You sound like a fan. Fanboy.
I am a fanboy. I am a fanboy.
Okay, shout out to you, Alicia. UFC, and then obviously the logical step would be that. I think it's done for him, man. I think, Derek Lewis took on Sergey Spivak, and in the first round, he got submitted. Not only did he get submitted, I don't know how long it lasted, I can't remember now. We could check real quick if you can, sorry if you don't mind.
Yep.
But from pretty much from the get-go, you know, Derek came forward, initially seemed like he wasn't really there, but he came forward. He was trying to engage, but very quickly got taken down.
3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Okay, okay. I mean, it's still the first round, but that's 3 minutes. I thought it was a bit less than that. Got taken down. Any attempt to get back up to his feet was stifled, and he was taken down again and again. I mean, he was kept down. He got dominated, man. He just got dominated. And like I said, submitted after 3 minutes and 5 seconds of the first round. Now, I haven't watched the post-fight. I don't know if he speaks at all, if he said anything, but it's very sad to see. Like, he's never been elite. He's just been good. He's a knockout artist, yeah? But the skid he's been on recently, it's very sad to see. And I genuinely think, I think he needs to just take a little break, go on some sort of reflection holiday, yeah? Take some time to think about it. Because I was going to say retirement, but like, that's not how it works. This is fighting, isn't it? You know? You take a few losses, that's fine. It's not a problem. It's not boxing where, you know, as soon as your O goes, you're done. It's not like that. But he's been beaten by a lot lower ranked people now. He needs to just, I'm not saying that they're low, but they're just lower than him, really and truly. He just needs to take some time off, gather himself, get back into it, and just find out what he needs to do, because he doesn't seem to have, he hasn't got that knockout power anymore. He doesn't, and if he does have the power, he doesn't have that vigor, you know, that he comes in with and just ready to take you out. He doesn't have it. He just seemed, again, gun shy. He seemed a little bit like reluctant to engage, and that is what he does. He's supposed to be, you know, the black beast. That's not, you know, the name is there for a reason. There was nothing beastly about him. He lost weight. He looked in good shape, but I think, to be honest, he needs to be bigger. Because there was just nothing there for him. He just looked like a victim. He looked like a victim. And Sergey Spivak, I've not seen much of him, right? But his fight with Tom Aspinall was like, Tom Aspinall gave a good account of himself there and won. But whilst you can see his potential, I wasn't ready for that. Derek Lewis got manhandled. Every attempt to stand up, he will stand up as soon as he's back on his feet, and it's so clever. And they did mention it. I think the commentators did mention it. As soon as he's back up again, take him down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And that just kills him. It kills your will. It kills your stamina. It just gasses you out, and you're just thinking, I can't do anything. He just gave up. Yeah. He gave up.
He got treated like a yo-yo.
He got taken up for and down, ragdoll, up and down, man. It was just crazy.
He got ragdolled. He It was up, down, left, right.
Yeah.
Spun around. He didn't know what to do. He was out of ideas. He gave up. Mentally anyway.
Yeah. It's one of them ones, isn't it? It's passing of the torch.
But do you know what's that? What makes it even worse is the fact is, what I think probably even killed him mid-fight just was the fact that you've come to the realization that this guy's got my number. I've lost all this weight. Yeah. I've trained so hard for this because he came probably in the best shape he's ever come in his career.
Yeah.
So, you know, even himself, he was expecting himself to perform better. The fans were, excited. We were like, look at this. Yeah, he's going to come, he's going to do a light heavyweight run soon. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there was big expectations, especially after the way he got dealt with by Pavlovich. And Tuivasa, to an extent.
Tuivasa, exactly, yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to see the Black Beast return and come back. And he just, you know, the polar bear destroyed him.
He even said, if Dan Magliar is the ref, I'm just not going to take part in this fight. It wasn't. And it's not like... Even that mentally, that must have made me think, all right, cool, I got this now. I know it's something small, but it's like, I got this now. But rather than the ref stopping, he stopped himself. He tapped out. And he really was exhausted in terms of ideas and in terms of cardio. Do you know what I mean? He had nothing. He had no possible response for what was happening.
Because as soon as he got up, it was true. It was crazy.
Stand up, throw down again.
Yeah.
Throw down again. Throw down. It was...
And it was like Spivak was
training with a dummy. Spivak was training with a dummy.
It's like he said,
pick him up, throw him back down. Pick him up, Spivak throw him back down. He's drilling.
Giving him hope on purpose to make the fight last longer.
To break his will, bro. Yeah, to break his will. That's what, scary, like I bro. Said, it was a tactic.
Is that what Khabib does?
Yeah, it was a tactic. It was to drain him.
Yeah.
I'll let you back up because I know I'm taking you down. I've seen now that you're very easy for me to take down. So let's get back up. Struggle. I'll be on your back or I'll be on your hips or on your legs. Struggle to stand back up. Kill yourself to stand back up, and then I'm just going to take you right back down.
Yeah.
Very sad to see, but flipping hell, Spivak, he's coming. He's coming for blood, man. He's coming for blood. And
it's a big win for him. It's a big coup on his resume. I get what people are saying about Derek. I understand it as well. At a certain point, there comes a time where you're like, you know, hang it up. But again, this is Derek Lewis. He's the Black Beast. And like Dana said, I love him.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah.
So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I was going to say, because I didn't actually know Dana said that. I was going to say he's not going to get cut.
No way.
Because people do
Dana said it in the post-fight press conference.
But at the same time,
you said it. It's the UFC. It's not boxing. They fight more frequently.
Yeah.
They get matched up against anyone and everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, next fight, he could fight someone, knock him spark out. And again, we're talking about
there you go.
And
he's back. Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's what it's like. We're not waiting another 6 to 9 months.
It's just
to get back in there.
Emotionally, strangely enough for me, it's like, I know that's hurting him. But this is the game, isn't it? This is the game. He's a fighter. And you win some, you lose some. And when you do lose, you just come back. You get me? But yeah,
that's the good thing about the UFC is that once it happens, you're not waiting around. There's no politics involved. There's no promoters trying to mess you around and get the TV stations right and who's commentating and that.
No,
it's Dana.
Who
have we got?
We've got you looked after.
Kind of.
That's basically it, man.
Kind of looked after.
Yeah, kind of looked after. But that's the thing. It is looked after. I'm not going to lie. They're
I'm messing
after.
Around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to be Francis Ngannou.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in other news.
Breaking news. Big news. Fantastic news. We mentioned the guy before. The man, the myth, the legend. The Mac is back. Conor McGregor returns to the UFC as a tough enough coach. Sorry, tough enough?
Tough enough.
Why did I say tough?
I don't know.
I think that's WWE.
As a tough...
Yeah, it is.
Hell in a Cell coach.
Yeah. The Ultimate Fighter will host Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler coaches.
Ultimate Fighter. Why did you say that?
All right, that's
fine. Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter.
Tough 31.
Tough 31.
Oh, wait, it is.
It is Tough 31.
Oh, so hold on. Do you have an issue with the way I say fighter?
Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter.
I didn't say the fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter.
I said, listen, big news, breaking news, fantastic news.
Fantastic news.
Oh, this guy, just because I pronounced my T's.
I'm sorry.
I enunciate my words. I'm not you.
Yeah, well, I
mean,
you. Yeah, nah, fantastic. I don't talk like that, man.
Fantastic. Go on, say fantastic while saying tea.
That's fantastic.
It's an fantastic.
The ultimate voice.
Didn't say it like that. Guys, comment down below if the way
who speaks better?
Better.
See, who speaks better?
You can't help it.
No, because that was just, who that speaks was not better? Natural. Man, that's better. Disgusting, man.
Better be Ev. Better be Ev.
Yeah. What was I going to say? What were we talking about? Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor's back.
Tough 31 is going to be interesting. Starts in May. I think it starts in May as well. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's May. May to September.
Something like that. It's like 3 months long. Anyway, at the end of it, which is customary, they're going to fight. They don't always do it. I don't think McGregor did in the previous one, but they're going to fight at the end of the series. Or the season. What one?
Nothing, it just made me laugh. He says series.
Yeah, no,
Netflix show.
Yeah, I like it. The season.
The season.
So at the
yeah.
end of the season, they'll face each other. And I think that we had this conversation on the way here. And I don't think we agree with each other. But I believe that McGregor's just done now. He's got nothing to prove. He's done very, very well. Obviously. Champ, flipping triple champ if you count the interim. The comeback, the crossover, the domination, the comeback again, the climb up again. Do you see what I mean? But now, his silk sheets are just too silky. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I just think he's like, nah, he's got movie star, Brock leg. Ballooned in weight. Yes, it's all like muscle and he's looking mad, but what is he? He doesn't know where he wants to be, what he wants to do, what he wants to fight at, what weight he wants to fight at. He doesn't know what he wants to be doing. Does he want a belt? He was saying, I'm not coming back unless for a belt. You cannot justify coming back for a belt immediately. So this is like the best compromise you can have. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Because you're going to come back as a tough coach instead. All right, boom. But you're not... He might just, we'll see how he does as a coach again this time round, but I don't think he's got much of a chance against Michael Chandler. And that's not me saying Michael Chandler's incredible, because he's very good, but he's very willing to get hit. I mean, if you're prioritizing entertainment of the crowd over winning or over safety of your own brain,
which he stated he does.
Yeah, he literally says he does. Then I can't really rate that, but I understand that that is what you. That's what you do, and that's why that's what you're known for. But
and that is why I think he is tailor-made for McGregor. I don't agree that McGregor's finished.
No, you don't.
I don't agree that McGregor's done. I just don't think it's the same McGregor from 2015 and 2016.
Well, it's definitely not. But what is we don't know what this McGregor is.
Of course not, we don't. But I think this McGregor still has enough to deal with Michael Chandler. I'm a fan of Michael Chandler. I like Michael Chandler. Remember when he made his debut? I was talking about it like crazy. I thought he would do fantastic. And then I realised that, yep, okay. Although he has attributes to win the title and be dominant, he lets his heart take over his head every single fight, wants to impress the crowd. And there's nothing wrong with that. We love his fights. He's entertaining. That's why he gets back-to-back big fight.
Yeah.
And it's great to watch. It's a spectacle, but he leaves himself open to be stopped, to be beaten. And it's the same thing when McGregor came back and fought Donald Cerrone. It's a very specific style. It's a very beatable fighter. Yeah. It's a very, how do I say, not easy win, but...
It's not an easy win.
You're not coming back and going up against someone like, for example... someone who's just known to be able to grapple and hold you down, the style that you struggle with.
Oliveira.
Yeah, but even that would just be crazy if you took that. But, you know, even like, you know, going up against an Oliveira or like, let me give you Benil Dariush, for example. That'd be a great comeback fight because it gives you the credit, you know, with the hardcore fans that like you just beat Benil. But again, Benil's not the biggest name, one, and it's not a stylistic good matchup for you.
At all.
Whereas Chandler is. Chandler's known to be able to wrestle, and he's got a wrestling pedigree and wrestling background, but he's just going to stand and bang with you. He's going to stand and trade, and McGregor's left hand is going to hit him clean, and I think we will see Chandler get knocked spark out.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
He's a durable guy, man.
He's very durable, but he's just too open to get hit, and I think McGregor's powerful.
So is McGregor of recent, though?
Yeah, he is. He is. He is. He is.
Extended stance and the wide.
I think whoever connects first wins. But I just, I think McGregor's gonna. I think McGregor's got this. Again, I just think it's a good stylistic matchup for him. I don't think McGregor would come back at this point in his career. Like you said, he's got the money, got the fame, he's got everything. Why is he doing this? I think he's doing this as his last run.
I think he 100% loves the sport.
100, yeah, he, no, he does. He does.
And he's coming back for that. And he's probably in a state of delusion where he thinks, I can do this. You know, as you get older, you're like, oh, I used to be, you know, I used to bench 300, man. Or I used to be a
when you're an old granddad and you talk about, the nights out with the lads and you talk about who you pulled and what you've
done.
It's
one of them ones where he's not letting go.
Living in the past.
You're going to have to understand that you have to let go because... Anyway, I might be speaking too soon, but I do see that he has very few opportunities. Stylistically, yes, this is a good matchup for him. But Chandler's a beast, and I don't even particularly like him.
You don't. You actually.
And I think his tough season is going to be dead. I think it's going to be all that fake American hero. You know,
he's not fake.
You guys, do you believe in yourselves?
He's not fake.
You've got to believe.
Why'd you say?
Work hard. If you can truly say that you work hard and you try to be a good person and a man or woman of character, of good reputation, of someone who really is trying, why shouldn't you deserve to be the best? Why shouldn't you see that goal, visualize it, and then take it?
Come on, bro. Every time we speak about him, we say the same thing.
He knows he is. He knows he's a company man. He's just
the way he is.
Rev, some fake. Rev, he's known for being that over, like, motivational guy, and it's just rubbish.
That's
rubbish.
Him,
it's rubbish.
He might not enjoy it, but that's
that
not fake.
Speaking into existence, rubbish. Guys, you're gonna win. Yeah,
but he's not fake. You just don't enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it at all.
That's it. But it's not fake. That's
it is fake.
That's, why did you say that,
bro? What do you mean? Why do I say that? He's.
You don't think he's.
I can't go into his flipping heart and say. But you know,
so what? You don't think there's humans out there that are just genuinely nice, happy, always positive?
Being happy is fine. Being positive is fine.
Yeah, go on.
This is like that over dramatic. Okay, Americans love that. Let me give you an
example. No. Let me give you another example. We'll take it back to the UK. When AJ went through this period of, you know, being this, the poster boy, and this, and Dillian White had a problem, but you're fake, you're this, you're that, all this madness, saying that you're not, this isn't the AJ I know. But the AJ he knew was when he was 16, 17, 18, and grew up.
Bro, Chalker Jeans, this is a completely different point. You're not backing that one up because.
But how?
I'm talking about Chandler. Being that you know, that motivation, you know, like everything he says needs a background music.
Yeah, like Deontay Wilder.
Oh my God, exactly. That over dramatic, you're a king.
No, but Deontay's is on a different, Deontay's isn't.
My Bomb Squad Nation, to all my loved ones around the world, I just want to let you know that I am here. Your king is here. And we ain't going nowhere, for the war has just begun.
That Deontay's is more like he's preaching.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
I was anointed by God. Yeah, my grandmama told me.
Whereas Chandler's a bit more like he's doing it just to.
Everything is super.
I get what you're saying. It's really
it's
cheesy. It's corny.
It's corny. It's American. It's very American.
Yeah, but. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I just think McGregor's. I'm what I'm saying. We might ever get the McGregor that came for the Dustin Poirier one fight, where he was so nice and friendly, got beaten, and then just switched back to old McGregor, and then we might get McGregor 2. Poirier. Sorry, 3.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 3. I was thinking.
Forget 1.
Yeah.
2 and 3, sorry. McGregor 2. McGregor, Poirier 2.
Yeah, wife is in my DMs.
Yeah, third one. Was crazy. I want to see the third one. Yeah. That McGregor for the third Poirier fight, I want to see that. Don't want to see the second one when he came back and he was all happy.
Yeah,
even with Cerrone,
so
when he came back, very happy, very nice. Mm. But, you know, there was respect.
No, I don't want that.
I think there's mutual respect between them, but I think for the Ultimate Fighter, you know, we're going to have prolonged interactions. We're going to have them over weeks, months. I want to see some funny.
I just want him to get under his skin and just come with them witty ones. Look like a 50-year-old retired skateboarder. Yeah, like that. That is hilarious. Genius.
You've got a butt in your chin.
Just put a nappy on it. Like,
yeah, bro, just hilarious.
Brilliant
stuff.
Man. Some bum like you can afford it.
But
like,
I think he'll do that. I don't think he's gonna go all out crazy. I think it's gonna be that smart, witty.
It's just calm.
Jokes.
It's but it's they're sharp.
Because there is a mutual respect between them. Every time they've done an interview about each other,
yeah.
More so Chandler's done it about McGregor.
That's
he's
the thing.
Desperate
because
for that
he's
fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, desperate for the, he respects me, but I respect him. He's a phenomenal fighter, but I respect him, and he knows that there's mutual respect, and I respect it. Shut up, man. Do you know what I mean? I'm just calm down and just you'll get the fight, you bumlick. It's like, you know what I mean? Again, maybe his positive energy got him this fight, but
you
still,
got listen.
Up,
one
man.
Thing that's crazy is you got to look at his run though. In the UFC, is mad.
Bro,
he went from Dan
after
Hooker,
name after name.
Oliveira.
Who came after?
Gaethje, or was it Poirier then Gaethje?
No, Gaethje then Poirier, bro.
And
Poirier
then
was his most recent fight.
Yeah, and then Ferguson. Ferguson. Tony Ferguson.
Ferguson
kicked
was
his head.
Yeah. Oh, was that last? No, that was his last fight. Poirier was the last
one. No, Poirier
fight.
Was the last one, but then he had Ferguson in
there. Yeah, Ferguson, then Poirier.
And he had Gaethje, didn't he?
Yeah.
And now he's got McGregor.
Get it.
Bro, that is insane.
That's a whole bunch of names. That's a whole
The only one he hasn't fought now is Islam.
It's a who's who. He's done a who's who, innit?
He hasn't fought Makachev. That's all it was. Let me just check.
Makachev's going to... Yeah, I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying that like Makachev will destroy him, but it's just... Even though he said... Have you seen that interview? Where he said in wrestling he'd beat him.
He would say obviously he's a sick wrestler, but American wrestler.
So Dan Hooker, Charles Oliveira, Justin Gaethje, Tony Ferguson, Dustin Poirier. That's his first 5 fights in the UFC.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is career number 2. Do you get me? You have to look at Bellator. That's how he got these names.
I'm just saying though, like
I know
for your
as
run
an induction to the UFC, that is crazy.
Your 6 fight McGregor, so he's
that's
literally
insane.
Gone
that's
through.
It. He might as well stop there. Red Panty Night. Well, him and his flipping youths are going to be good now. They're set for life.
That's crazy. That's a crazy run. I just think the Mac is back. I think he's going to come back. Stylistically, it's a great fight. It reminds me similar to Cerrone, where you know, off for an extended period of time, he's back. Excuse me, and he's going to emphatically put a statement on this win.
I wonder,
and I think hype will be back again. Do I think it's the same McGregor? Do I think he's still got the same hunger, the same drive, the same ability? No, but
I
think
it's not even the same demeanor. Forget ability. He doesn't even carry himself the same way.
He doesn't. But again, I just think when you have this kind of name, when you've built it like this, all it takes is one win, one knockout, and the world is back at your feet.
If this happens. And he gets the win, and he does it in the style that you're seeing. Then I would be over the moon. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people don't like McGregor. I'm a fan. The guy, I love his ability and someone's ability to get under your skin and to play mind games and to just rinse you. And he's so good at it. Do you get me? Witty, fast. He just knows what buttons to press. Yes, he's gone too far on occasion. But this is the game. This is the game. Trash talk must be trash talk. I said it before. And I'm looking forward to it, man.
Same.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Picture this, yeah? Before we move on and sort of close this subject off. Just picture this. This is how I see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I see the Ultimate Fighter going... I think it's not going to be as crazy as we expect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be funny. We're going to have some funny moments in there. McGregor's going to do his little comments and make it entertaining. Fight's going to come round. Build-up's going to be jokes. Build-up's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
McGregor's going to get into Chandler's head, annoy him a little bit.
Yeah.
McGregor's going to spark him out in round 1.
Wow.
McGregor gets on the mic.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan hands him the mic. He doesn't even ask him a question. Yeah, he hands it to him, says, Connor, this is yours. And he goes, Islam Makhachev. You're next.
Wow.
Drops the mic.
I mean, he's made that sounded dead. Like I would expect a lot more than from him.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying. Like if he calls him out in his usual fiery, not intimidating, but what's the word, man? You know, like he's attacking him. And yeah, that would be sick. And I would love to see that fight.
100%.
I would love to see that fight. And the build-up would be sick as well, because he's just going to target the lack of Khabib in his corner. He's going to target the fact, you know, it's going to be sick. Mad backwards, rah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll see how that one goes. I'm very excited. It's still a while away, though, man. There's a lot of time to build up to.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time, but yeah, the build-up, just the feeling of having McGregor back is mad, because he's just so damn entertaining. What's going to
happen at that time, and I feel like there's obviously... It may never happen.
Just stay out of trouble, Connor. Just stay out of
trouble and don't get injured, either of you. Do you get me? Because I do want this to happen.
No, they won't get injured. Just stop with the whiskey for a bit.
He got flipping licked. He got hit by a car, but he won't get injured. He nearly died.
Yeah, that was funny.
You get me?
He's his eyes. He almost
he's
got
in
hit
the
by
car with him afterwards. Yeah. What's your name, lad? Yeah. What's your name?
Interviewing him, man. Where'd you live?
And the guy was shook to answer. Yeah, like
he was scared.
He gave his full name. Like,
yeah, it's jokes. He's just hit me in my back. It's all right, though. It's okay.
Anyway, that's going to be fun. Can't wait for that. Is there anything else?
That's it. I think that's all we need to
that
discuss.
Is it, guys. Sorry about the little camera hitch there. Technology is...
You might not even notice it. We'll see. I don't think
but
we will.
If you did notice it, like it. If you didn't notice it, like as well. Comment, subscribe, share, repost, retweet. All of them ones there.
What's
you know
the
what
one? Recapture.
Repossess.
What's that? Yeah? Recapture.
Recapture.
Is it recapture or recapture?
What's that?
You know when you go on a website and you click something.
Oh, capture. Click on all the flipping traffic lights.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. And I got big fat thumbs. I keep clicking the wrong boxes.
Clicking on the chimneys instead.
I'm telling you. Or you got to do that jigsaw thing. Match up the jigsaw. Anyway, guys, it's been fantastic. I've been your boy Fat Mouse. This has been the Sweet Science Podcast, episode number 59. Who have you been?
I've been Cash with a K and not a C.
Peace. Thank you.